At 5:45 and 26 degrees, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got some snow in the forecast a little bit.
That's what it appears to be. I talked to my mom yesterday, who lives on the east side of the state. She said they have about 3 inches on the ground already.
So
We're definitely behind the curve, so probably about time.
But yeah, in southern Wisconsin, they could, between tonight and during the day tomorrow, could see close to a foot. Even La Crosse, 2 to 4 tonight and 5 to 9 tomorrow. We've got just kind of a sprinkling, 1 to 2 tonight and 1 to 2 tomorrow. So,
yeah. Yeah, I would rather deal with 1 to 2 inches of snow than a foot. So,
a lot of times that perception is not actually true, right? Sometimes the perception is, oh, boy, you know, the further north, the more snow, but not always that way. So,
that's true. Yeah, it depends on how it's sweeping across the state.
Mm-hmm. And talk about unusual. How about this headline this morning? Northern Wisconsin earthquake shakes Sunday morning.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that this morning. The weird thing about that is that's not far from where my dad lives, probably 10 miles. And the last time I remember them mentioning an earthquake was in Clintonville, which was also where my dad lived. So I'm wondering if he's part of the cause.
There we go, yeah. Northern Wisconsin shaking by a small earthquake in magnitude 2.5 near Crandon. That would kind of freak somebody out in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, definitely not. We would not be accustomed to that happening. So.
All right. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was pretty good. I went and got some pictures. I was out at River Prairie Park yesterday for a little bit. And it was fun. I was walking along and taking some pictures, and I met a group of three guys, and one of them came up and said, "Are you Jason?" And I said, "I am." And it was somebody that is on the Eau Claire photography board and happened to recognize me from there. So we visited for a while, and that was really neat to just have that happen out of the blue like that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a 26-degree Monday morning, and we have three verses, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16 today.
Yeah, it says, "So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living and satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the scriptures say you must be holy because I am holy."
Mm. And in your devotional commentary on Letters to the Beloved on the New Testament, you say this: "Before you knew my son, you were a willing servant to harmful passions. You do not need to live that way anymore. You are free to live in obedience to my son's way of life. He came not only to deliver you from your sinfulness, but also to show you the way to holiness. He whispers to you, 'Child, watch how I live and do likewise.'"
Yeah, I like the idea of, we think of Jesus as Savior, but Jesus also as model, right? I mean, he showed us what it looks like to live and love well. Which is why I think we get 3 years of his recorded life on earth, as to look at how he lived and interacted with people. And I think that's the way to holiness.
Hmm. I was curious reading that, just like as a writer, what was it that, and you wouldn't remember now, it's been several years, but I mean, just that, what inspired you at the latter part of that to talk about, he whispers to you, "Child, watch how I live and do likewise."
Well, you know, so it says, God chose you to be holy. You must be holy because I am holy. So I think it's just the idea of God's holiness is there. And so we're encouraged to go and live likewise.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I guess just in that regard, I mean, it probably goes without saying, but I think just in terms of who we are and what we're about as we try to champion love in this 5 minutes, that means setting aside violence, and not only violence in terms of our actions and what we might justify as political violence, but I mean in terms of even our speech and our thoughts, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I think we think of violence as physical acts, and it is definitely that, but it is not only that. And I think we need to be aware of those things, words, behaviors, the way we look at people, I mean, I think can do interpersonal violence, and we need to be checking in with with ourselves to see is, are we living in a loving way?
Like what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, where he's like, you've heard it said about murder, but how about this about anger, right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Jason. There we go. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Well, I know Drew Fralick in Michigan, the stand-up comic pastor. You wanted MyPillow products for Christmas. Did you get them?
No, I didn't really get much for Christmas.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm so bummed out. I thought the people of Eau Claire would just chip in and collectively send me a big bouquet or something for this radio segment that I've been doing.
I know. All right. Well, let's see. We want to so much to catch up on, but it's hard to not talk sports. The Pistons ended that losing streak at 28. That's good.
I knew that was going to happen, by the way. I don't know why. I just knew that was going to happen. So
you knew they were going to end it?
I knew the night they ended it, I was like, tonight is the night.
Good.
And in my soul, I knew it. But whatever. I mean, I say that afterwards. It's nothing, you know? You got to say it beforehand. So whatever.
All right. Well, hang on. You got a real good coach. I mean, he's a brother in the Lord, I believe. Monty Williams.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know.
Well, he needs to be praying a lot more. I'll say that much.
You need to invite him to the joke gym to kind of, you know, loosen him up, which is the church outreach.
Yeah, get some of that anger out, you know, let him express himself a bit.
All right, next up, we got to talk about because the Lions are in the playoffs, and you got Matthew Stafford, the former Lions quarterback, coming back on Sunday.
I know. This is drama filled. This is we've talked about this. I don't know, maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah,
when Matt won the Super Bowl, and I think we compared it to, you know, you see pictures of your ex girlfriend, and she's got a new boyfriend, and she's doing real well.
Yeah, right.
You hate to see it. You know, you're not. If you're really being honest with yourself, you're not happy for it.
Right. Right.
So now Matthew's got a new family, and he's happy, and he's coming back to Detroit, and. And we're doing okay, too, but we're kind of teetering. And, yeah, you just hope to win. I mean, I don't know. If he beats us, it's just same old Lions, you know.
Listen, the Rams won their title. We're all cheering for Detroit for that game. And it was almost Packers and Lions on Sunday. It didn't work because the Rams came back and won. So it is the national championship tonight, Michigan against Washington. Is Harbaugh and the Wolverines, are they going to do it this time?
Yeah, I think so. I'm fairly confident of that. One's not as emotional.
Okay.
I think they'll do it. I'm pretty sure.
But the state,
it seems like it.
You don't sound very fired up, but the state of Michigan has to be pretty focused in on this tonight.
I know. Well, the thing is, people are very passionate about Michigan.
Yeah.
And I've sort of been through Michigan rehab for that, being raised a Wolverine, and so I've worked through that. Yeah, no, I people are very fired up.
Yeah.
But Michigan will win. Yeah, they're going to win. We'll be having that discussion next Monday, I'm
all
sure.
Right. And finally, and that'll be the day after the Packers at Dallas and the Lions game. But finally.
A lot of tears next Monday.
What's been. you've got just a story to close us out here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, this story, man, we almost need to do like a podcast or something.
Yeah.
This story. Maybe I'll tell you the first half, and then maybe next week I'll tell you the second half, because I know we're under a time crunch. But so this year and last year especially, God's really been putting it on my heart to just walk in other people's shoes, to just put myself in a situation where I can experience what other people are experiencing. And we've had this partnership with a vineyard church in Warraboya, Ethiopia, for over 10 years. We have a partnership with them, and currently we're going to go visit them this spring. We haven't been there in like 5 years because of COVID, and they have, unclean drinking water there, and they're not able to get clean drinking water in the village that they're at. And so what they do is they'll walk 5 miles out to the nearest well, and then they'll get 5 gallon jug of water, and then walk it back 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And so God really put it on my heart last year when we're raising money to dig a well in that village.
Okay.
And so every Sunday morning before church, I've been waking up at 5 a.m. and walking 5 miles and then putting a like 40 pound weight on my back, like in a backpack, and then walking 5 more miles.
Wow.
Just to sort of experience, like, what is that like to go out and then to come back with that weight on your back. And there's been other people at our church that have started to join me and stuff. And so this year we're going to really use that to kind of galvanize the community to raise money for this project. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that maybe next week. But it's been this interesting journey that I'd love to share more with you. So,
well, listen, my wife and I with Teamwork Africa, she heads up that nonprofit. I mean, we've done a lot of clean water work, so you and I should talk more. But that sounds very fascinating, Drew, and you're an amazing guy. Thank you, friend. Drew Frelick from DrewFrelick.com. He and his wife co-pastor the Renaissance Vineyard Church there in Detroit. Weekend recap, WWIB got a chance to do some high school hoops, girls action, Chi-High and New Richmond Friday night. And had a color analyst joining me for the first time, Janelle Soplin. People remember her from her Blue Gold days, a Cadott High School alum. And so Chi-High wins their second straight, so that was fun. Seeing the great Woody Wall in attendance. He'd been doing play-by-play in the Chippewa Valley since, way back in the late 60s, I believe he told me. And so that was fun. His granddaughter played on New Richmond. On Saturday, some of the highlights, going to Panera with two of my daughters was a good time, and going to the Y for the first time in, like, forever. So got to try to build some consistency with that, Caleb, I'll tell you. And then a good time serving as the greeter at church on Sunday, and loved that Packers game. Go Packers.
There you go. Well, Saturday we were at the Y in Chippewa Falls because it was the first day for Cooper's basketball season. So we enjoy participating in sports at the Y. They've got a great program there and building some skills. And so, again, met the team, and I'm helping out. I am not the head coach, thank goodness, but I am helping out as an assistant coach, which is where my comfort and skill lies. And so, again, just enjoy getting to know the kids and learning along with them as well, too. We've got Coach King, who's fantastic. And so, yeah, looking forward to more practice and games in the future as well. But that was a lot of fun to get into the mode of the next sport after flag football was the last one we did. And I also very much enjoyed, again, church and then watching that Packers game, not knowing if it would be the last game of the season.
Yeah.
And so being able to watch it with my family and... you know what? 17-9, but the Packers dominated that game.
That's for sure.
My brother described it as the closest blowout he's ever seen because, again, Packers looked really good. So that was a lot of fun and always good to beat the Bears, too. So
yeah,
we enjoyed that very much. Hope your weekend was great, and thank you for starting your work week with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Make Us Laugh Monday, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, it's been a while.
It has.
A long, long time. Tim Hawkins bailed us off before Christmas. We've had the Christmas and New Year's, but... here we go. First of my three jokes. Caleb, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Yeah, great food, no atmosphere.
There you go. Let's see. How about this one? You'd think I would have had better material waiting this long. How did the cats end their fight?
How?
They hissed and made up.
Okay. Oh, man.
You do have a cat, so you know. All right. You know, my friend asked me to help him round up his 37 sheep, and I said 40.
I like that. A little math joke on a Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Well, elevators terrify me. Elevators just terrify me. So I'm taking steps to avoid them.
There you go. There you go. And finally for me, my last one a little longer. An old man is lying in his bed dying. With a very weak voice, he asks, "Is my wife here?" "Yes, I'm here." "Are my children here?" "Yes, your children are all here." "Are my grandchildren here?" "Yes, Granddad, we're all here." "Then why is the light in the kitchen still on?"
There you go. And one more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show. You can do better, 715-396-1670. So the other day I told my wife to just embrace her mistakes. Then for some reason she gave me a hug.
I like it.
Oh, man.
Well, if during the Christmas season we were singing it's the most wonderful time of the year, Caleb, one week from today, people whistling a different tune.
I guess Monday, January 15th is a day that, you know what, you might want to take off because apparently it is the unhappiest day of the year.
Yeah, why? Because based on a not-so-scientific formula from a researcher in the UK, January 15th is going to be known as Blue Monday because of unpaid Christmas bills.
Nasty weather.
And failed New Year's resolutions combining to make this day the gloomiest in the calendar.
So there you go. We're going to have to really bring it with our jokes on Make Us Laugh
Exactly.
Monday next week, I guess. So
we're going to need all the listeners, your best jokes, store them up, and plan to drop them on the listener line at 396-1670. You still have time to do it today.
There you go. Blue Monday, be prepared, I guess, 1 week from today.
Well, speaking of losing weight, I mean, you know, maybe us and our pets both need to take that up, Caleb.
Maybe it's a similarity we share. We already know the percentage of American adults who are obese is approximately 43%, or if you didn't know that now. So again, nearly half of us.
And nearly one in three additional adults are just plain and simple overweight.
So if you combine those, math might not be our strong suit, but they did it for us. Approximately 73% of American adults are either overweight or obese, but we are not alone. And apparently it's not just comfort food. We find comfort in our pets as well, I guess.
Yeah. So some 60 million cats and dogs also suffer from obesity.
I don't know if they have Olivia for cats and dogs, but they do have Olivia for people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, reading this, they act like everybody knew those facts. I did not realize those facts, and that is a lot of us.
It would be curious.
Some pounds to lose.
I'd be curious to know, like, how many cats and dogs are there in the country? Because 60 million that are obese is a lot.
Yeah, that is a large amount. And, yeah, don't want to pick on Arlo too much, but, yeah, the vet has said before that he maybe could stand to lose a few pounds, so he might need to join me as well, too.
I think so.
Journey. Hey, don't forget, 3 months free at Livia through this week if you mention my name, Caleb, or WWIB. So, not sure if they can help the pets, but they can definitely help the people.